This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, January 20th. Well, we've got the wheat markets having a very impressive run over the last couple days. And of course, much of this is based on the geopolitical issues going on between Russia and Ukraine. Between the two of those countries, they export one third of the world's wheat supplies. And Ukraine is the world's third largest corn exporters. Now, it's not near the kind of volume of corn exports that we export here out of the United States or South America. But considering the massive drought going on in South America and corn and soybean production estimates dropping significantly over these last couple weeks, to lose Ukraine corn exports or even wheat is huge to the world marketplace. So I think that the likelihood that Russia is about to invade Ukraine has put feed grain markets on high alert in wheat as well. So this is driving the market higher, especially after a significant drop like we've had over the last couple months in wheat. In corn, it's been trying to move higher based on the drought in South America. We have had the rains coming through that were forecast over the last couple weeks. Those rains are materializing. We're going to get a little bit more. But before those rains, we had significant dryness and intense heat, 100 degrees for the last week every day. So there's been a great deal of damage done to the corn and bean crops in South America. In fact, in Argentina, we're still seeing farmers have not planted 10% of the corn crop. And now the trade is wondering, are Argentine farmers even going to bother planting the rest of the corn? Because it's going to push them up against frost dates in the fall. So this is potentially another bullish component of the feed grain space. So even despite the rains that have come, and they've been pretty good rains, the market has been able to bounce back pretty quickly. And of course, some of that is on the heels of wheat and the likelihood of some sort of Russian intrusion on Ukraine and a disruption of not only Ukraine exports, but probably Russian exports as well, as the world will push back against that and sanctions will go in on Russia. I think that just is what would likely happen if Russia does indeed invade Ukraine. So it's a major, major deal for wheat and corn. And by default, then that's bullish for soybeans as well. But soybeans are pushing higher on their own, on very disappointing yields coming out of the northern part of Brazil and the drought in the south. So it's everywhere you look, there are bullish components to this market that are very strong. And granted, we've had a pretty sizable sell-off, especially in wheat. That was largely based on record production in the southern hemisphere out of Argentina and Australia. Both of those countries came in with record crops, a pretty impressive performance in both of them. So that was a drag on the market here, even despite the bullish situations going on in the northern hemisphere. It was just too much for the wheat market, at least in the short term. Longer term, we still have, again, tight supplies in the northern hemisphere among the exporters. You've got the corn market in a bullish posture, and you've got significant dryness across the U.S. Southern Plains that doesn't seem to be finding any relief anytime soon. La Nina is a big reason for that, and it looks like that's going to stick around until May from what the weather guys are saying now. Initially, they felt by March it would be dissipating, but now they're talking May, which completely changes the picture because that takes you through the growing season for the Southern Plains. And if you don't have some relief, it's not only bullish for wheat, but it's bearish for cattle, as we're probably going to see another round of herd liquidation coming out of the important Southern Plains region. So as we move forward, I think that the night session is getting a bit of a pullback here. We're probably going to take a breather, have a bit of a correction in wheat and corn. Soybeans, I think, are just going to continue just to grind their way higher, but longer term, still in a bullish mentality here. I think for winter wheat, we're at least targeting early February, which now is only about 3 weeks away. We want to see what the market is doing there. If it's got a lot of energy to it, we might see some extension beyond early February. But if the market's getting a strong run into that time window, especially around the crop report, we'll probably be taking off some long positions and getting some sales on the books. And of course, that'll give us a good look at what our longer range forecast is for the growing season for hard red winter wheat in the southern and central plains. If we don't see some relief on the horizon, I don't see the market really selling off. The next major seasonal rally takes us up in early May, and that's our target for corn, soybeans, spring wheat, a lot of these spring crops as they battle it out for acres. And then, of course, by then, we'll have a good look at what the longer range forecast has in store for the northern plains and the Midwest for those spring planted crops. So we get a good indication of where we're at into those seasonal time windows right around the crop reports. And I think we're still going to hang on to that outlook and just kind of see what the price action brings us. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.